tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Take out the brains, not forgetting the topics. This is Dirty Laundry.
Hello and welcome to Dirty Laundry with Pinky and the Brain.
What's up?
Hope you are well. We are entering the festive season.
Tis the season to be jolly.
Tis the most wonderful time of
la,
the
la,
year.
La la la
la la. La la la. Exactly. Okay, so on today's show, we're going to be taking a look at what the internet thinks is five of the most healthiest, wisest, greatest gifts to gift somebody this holiday season.
All right. Pretty interesting.
And we're going to vote yay or nay. First one. All right, let's hear it. Blue light computer glasses.
I think those are really good gifts. Like, that's a really, really good gift.
It depends. For me, it depends. You can't just give a random person blue light glasses. Because.
Mm-hmm.
If I am somebody who edits videos, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know that, like, I don't know exactly what blue light glasses do, right? What's going to end up happening is that I won't be able to edit these videos properly because the blue lights will change the color of the stuff that I'm seeing on the screen. But in a sense, it's a great gift because it does help people who work on their laptops for a long time. So if you're coding or if you're, I don't know,
I think just
music,
in the 21st century in general, you either just have your phone to your face or your laptop to your face. And that blue light, like prolonged exposure to blue light.
It also then technically makes you colorblind because if you're wearing it in the street, you won't see true color.
They're not for the streets.
Okay, if you're wearing it looking at your phone or your laptop, you won't see true color. So it depends on who you're giving it to. Don't give it to somebody who does a lot of like editing of pictures or videos.
Doesn't it also depend on the type you get? Because that those ones are like the brown kind of like.
Yeah.
And then that those other ones that don't have kind of like that tint there. They have kind of like in the shades that kind of reflects the blue light rather.
Well, I guess it then depends on how much money you're willing to spend.
How important is this person to you?
Moving on to the next one. A vitamin C face serum.
I think, you know, buying somebody any sort of, it sounds like a cosmetic thing. It's almost like you kind of like indirectly telling them, you know, like something's wrong. You know, there's something up with your skin or your face, you know, I'm trying to help. It's like buying someone toothpaste.
No, it's not like buying somebody toothpaste. Because if you know somebody who's very into like their skin routine and their morning routine and their nighttime skin routine, you know, they would actually appreciate a gift like this because they want to have their skin looking rejuvenated when they go on the beach, you know.
You know,
and they want to be in that holiday season and they want their skin to glow.
You know, so this would be people who are like really deep into that usually have all these products already.
Yeah, but I wouldn't mind having another. I don't know if it comes in a bottle or in a tube or in box or in a, you know, you wouldn't mind having extra.
Okay. I guess I'm not a person who cares. I don't know anybody who cares that much. I would say nay on that, hey.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. That I say yay. Just because.
Maybe if I was a girl, I'd say yay.
You know, there are guys out there who have better skin routines than I do. I feel like mine is so basic. I literally wash my face with soap, wash off the soap, put on face cream, finish.
I think I'd rather just not comment on the guys with a better skin routine than you. I'll just leave it at that.
Let us leave it at that because we're not trying to start a war. Moving right along, neck pillows.
Nah, like, you know,
like,
it's good.
In what scenario are you using the neck pillows?
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're traveling.
I was about to say that.
If you're not traveling, it's like, what do I do with this?
Like, it's just going to be just chilling. You know, I found something quite interesting. I don't know, like, if I was being trolled or not.
Yeah.
But there was a video pretty much just saying we use them the wrong way. It should be the other way around. Like, you know how we usually have it whereby there's the whole... There's that little piece on the back of our neck.
Yeah.
And in the front, there's a part of the... It should be the other way around. So your chin kind of, like, rests on the thing there. Okay. Is how we should be using them, apparently. So I saw that. Just a tidbit there. You can go fact check this, you know, as you're listening. I could have been lied to. I could be a victim.
We trust Faisden, and we trust his sources and his person. He is an inside man. So we trust the inside man. And if you want to be gifting somebody a very healthy and very good gift this season, then you should take Faisden's.
But if somebody isn't traveling, like, don't. Like, it's a dumb gift to get somebody.
Well, you know, honestly, we haven't really tried it in everyday life. So maybe
we
should
try
it. You had one?
Yeah, when I was younger, and I wasn't using it.
Yeah, because you thought it was just for traveling.
Yeah, I did.
Did you actually try using it on, like, everyday?
Like, generally, I would, like, put it on my, like, neck, but then I'm, like, on a pillow. Then I'm, like, this is counterproductive. I already have a pillow.
You've got two pillows.
Exactly. So I would just remove it and then lay on the pillow, and I'm, like, I'm comfortable here. So, nah. I don't think I'm okay with that one, or say yay with that one, hey?
You know what, Ne? I think my final statement would be that a gift is a gift, right? Is a gift, is a gift.
You know,
a
I
gift,
think is a gift. That makes us.
So if you're gifting somebody, first
okay
of all, you're not going to give.
With mediocrity.
No. You're not going to gift a stranger,
mediocrity.
Right? You're not going to gift a stranger.
Yeah.
So if you know, like, your cousin is going on a 32-hour plane ride, you know, they're going to need it. So you know that, and therefore you're going to gift them. You're not going to go up to some random person in the mall and be like, hey, I'm gifting you this.
Take this.
So
Random act of kindness.
A random act of kindness. Okay, so we've left the most bizarre one for last. But the internet seems to think that this is 2021 festive holidays.
2021.
Gift.
Okay, let's hear it.
Drum roll, please.
Hey, you're doing the gorilla, the King Kong chest beating.
Bodywork certificates.
I have no idea what that is.
A bodywork certificate is a certificate of any type of work that has been done on your body. So it ranges from non-extreme to extreme, where it's like plastic surgery, or it's like, you know, some type of huge change, like a BBL or whatever. Or to something small, like something small and non-noticeable. Like painting your nails.
So
going to the salon, having your nails painted.
So wait, a bodywork certificate, basically, if you have this, you can get, like, what, free work, like, for free, some work done on your body.
Yes.
Huh. I guess this includes, like, a massage.
Yes.
And all that. I've never had one ever, hey?
In the 21st century, I feel like this is a great gift, but it's very weird. Because, like you said, with the toothpaste, imagine I gave you a certificate that a voucher basically that said you can go and have your nose redone. Then it's like, what are you trying to say about my nose? But at the same time, it's a super great gift if I do want a nose job.
It's weird though.
Yeah, but in the 21st century we are very crazy and very interested in getting our bodies modified in some type of way, be it a massage, be it having your hair cut, be it getting
your
nose pierced, be it whatever.
Sure.
It's a very intense gift.
It is.
Well, the extreme side of it is intense, but the non-extreme side of it would actually be a blessing for, like, especially if you know, like, your mom's has been complaining about back pains, and you take her for, like, a back massage.
Yeah. It would be nice, actually.
Yeah.
It's a pretty nice gift, I guess, depending on what you get. I think on the spectrum, on the okay spectrum, I'd put stuff, you know, like your manicures, pedicures to massage.
Yes.
Everything apart from that is just weird.
Okay, voting time. Give me your top two from the list.
Definitely the blue light filtering glasses.
Okay.
Like, I even see, like, the good that would be able to do, like, in my life. Wink, okay. Wink, nudge, nudge. And if you wanted to buy me a gift.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
You know, that's just a gift idea. My birthday next year. Or now, you know, if you just feel generous. But
oh, wait, we forgot one.
Oh,
a fruit basket.
Hell no.
Okay, okay. All right, continue no. with your top two.
I want something sweet, you know, savory. Yeah. But imagine somebody gets you a fruits basket.
Well, you say thank you and say, you know, it makes sense that it's on this list because the list was about healthy.
Yeah, which gifts. Is very interesting because usually health isn't usually associated with the festive season.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
It's the it's month to indulge.
You know, exactly. Top two yourself. Based and let's hear it.
Spoil yourself.
Top
you
two
know.
Based and let's
okay,
hear
so
it.
Okay, so top two. Blue light filtering glasses, definitely.
Yeah.
And then I think the whole bodywork certificate. Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm also trying to make this personal to me. What would I appreciate?
Yeah.
And I don't think I'd appreciate
even like people in my circle I'm thinking would appreciate.
Yeah, and I would say the exact same too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That is it for today's show. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Until woo-hoo. Next time, bye.
Cheers.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Yo, are you feeling what's going down right now? Let's keep this thing going. Up next is my brother Speeds. Joins called Catacombs. Right here. Yeah. Let's go.
Fire, baby.
I know who I am and who I are. Yeah. Jesus is the rock, we rock stars. Stars. Yeah. Straight up out the catacombs. That guy got me in a battle zone, yeah. Told me that we not alone. I'm a homie and I can't wait to get it on. Yeah, swinging that double edge. It might miss your head. Then hit me instead. Covered in his blood. All I see is red. Ran my problems part. Moses in that seat that's red. Holy, set apart. I could see the dead. Cast my kiss on him. I could breathe again. Say he won't forsake me. He don't leave his friends. No harm. Take me, got the spirit, man. Y'all don't understand. Could be tripping off Zans in a foreign land. He had better plans, so I lift my hands to the sky. Rip the Lord till the day I die. I know who I am and who I are. Jesus is the rock, we rock stars. A prayer away, not far. All in when I call in, won't you call me out? Praying to the heavens where my help come from. Middle of the battle, but we know the outcome. Though we don't get rattled easy. Praying to the Lord, lead me, yeah. Not a thing gon' change that. This one way back. Give me 50 feet, but get way back. Free from sin, you can have them chains back. Helmet of salvation on me like a wave cap. Too cool for them boys, I don't make much noise. Praise the Lord, like I got no choice. Hold up, speak for those who got no voice. Yeah, looking for the inspiration. Rapid playing ball, the only thing that showed up. We just looking for a way to make a way. Used to write that name brand so they don't call me names. Now I got a game plan cause I don't want my young ones sucking in and feeling all this pain, yeah, yeah. Straight up out of catacombs. The guy got me in a battle zone, yeah. Told me that we not alone. Oh, I'm a homie and I can't.